T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike DeTay along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line from the Believe Network, Steve Wiseman. Steve, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Mike, good to be with you. Good, and Charlie, good to talk some basketball. It's March Madness. It's the best time of the year.
Yes, indeed. Before we get into some of the other games, we'll focus it a little bit on Louisiana. But what a great job Dante Jackson at Grambling State. First time ever in the NCAA. And then you get your first W last night. You were trailing by 14. You end up with an overtime win. Now, Purdue is who they are, but they got to prove they can win a game somewhere along the line. So, man, congratulations to Dante and Coach Jackson. I got to know him a little bit in the summer when he came down here to do a camp. Always enthusiastic and high-energy guy, and all he kept telling me is, we're going to be competitive, Coach. We're going to be competitive.
And are they? How about that? What a great comeback last night. You know, Purdue's been known to lose, you know, the 1-16 game. This happened last year, right? So maybe lightning can strike twice there for Grambling State, and they can take care of him over there in Indy tomorrow. But I did like the way, you know, Grambling State kind of, I mean, they were, like you said, they were down 14, and that game looked to be, you know, out of their reach. And boy, they took it right to Montana State and just came back and, you know, got that win. They played really great basketball here down the stretch, right? They've, you know, they've gone from below 500 just a few weeks ago to now, you know, in the NCAA tournament winning games.
Got some confidence playing. We'll look at the other team in the state of Louisiana, McNeese State, and Will Wade. He kind of sucks all the air out of the room because of his personality. But people, man, maybe overlook how good of a team he's assembled here. And when I look at Gonzaga, and I've had a couple people tell me this, that this is maybe not the Gonzaga team that you might remember of 2 years ago or 3 years ago, that Will Wade and McNeese, they got a shot here, not only, you know, if you're a gambler, to cover, but to win this game against Gonzaga.
They do. This is certainly not the Gonzaga we've known in the last 4 or 5 years where, you know, they entered the tournament looking like a Final Four team from day one, right? That's not the case. They were, you know, they were in danger of not making the tournament, and then they won at Kentucky, you know, about 6 weeks ago, and that kind of turned their season around and got them going, and they ended up, you know, getting past St. Mary's and getting back into the tournament, you know, which they usually do from their conference. So, no, this is a very winnable game for McNeese. I think it's going to be a popular upset pick on a lot of people's brackets. As you know, McNeese, in fact, they've only lost one game since November, right? I mean, they're rolling. And you know, Will Wade, you're right, he sucks the air out of the room. He brings the passion and the personality, but he can coach a lot too. And he's got a heck of a team.
Steve, so far through the first, I would say, 6-7 games that have been played, the only real big upset's been Duquesne over BYU, the first 11 seed, double-digit seed to win a game. So looking right now, as we got about halfway through the second half, that number 11 Oregon's going to take down South Carolina in their first-round matchup as well. Every single year, there's, you know, a double-digit seed that makes a run at least to the Sweet 16. I think it was like 22 of the last 23 tournaments. It's some kind of stat like that. And I think Oregon's an interesting one because Dana Altman always seems to have great success in the tournament. Obviously getting off to a really good start by beating South Carolina if they hold on to the score. Is that a team you could see going on a deep run and making the Sweet 16?
I do, and, you know, that's not what we think of as the typical, you know, double-digit seed making a run, right? It's usually a team from a smaller conference that kind of gets their day in the sun and really takes it and runs with it. But I do like Oregon's team. I do like Ed Altman as a coach. He's had some teams make some runs in tournaments before. He's obviously experienced and very good coach. And I think they've got a shot. I thought they would beat South Carolina just because South Carolina didn't have any tournament experience at all on their team. I mean, they hadn't been in the field since 2017. So that was kind of a new experience for them. And they're kind of they're on the rebound, right? They had a losing season last year, and they've kind of come back up, and they're kind of making a move into a better place in the SEC. So I'm not surprised that they're losing this game. But the double-digit speed I'm looking at is James Madison, who's 31-3. And I'm here in Brooklyn covering the tournament up here. This is where Duke is. And James Madison's playing Wisconsin. If they beat Wisconsin and Duke beats Vermont, then they'll play Duke. So I'll keep an eye on James Madison. I think they're the 12 seed. It's got a real shot to do a lot of damage in this tournament.
Steve, we've had a couple people on, and, man, they've waved the flag. And one, I can believe. Got a lot of believers in North Carolina, feeling as though they can make a real run at this. The other one, you're going to have to convince me, and that's Kentucky. They don't play defense. I mean, they might outscore you and beat you, but their defense has been el lazio all year long. But North Carolina, to me, would seem to be legit. There's a lot of people that think they could make this a run. So try to convince me if you're a believer in Kentucky, too.
Okay. Well, I mean, first of all, North Carolina, I've seen them a lot, obviously, working in Raleigh. And I think they are legitimate. They should have been a number one seed, despite losing to the conference championship to the underdog NC State team. So I think they're equipped to make a run. I think with Armando Bacot and RJ Davis back from the team that made the championship a couple of years ago down in the Superdome, they've got the squad that can do it. So that's what I think about them. Now Kentucky, normally when you get into tournament play, you've got to be able to play some defense to advance. And it takes solid guard play. It takes defense, not turning the ball over. And, Rob Dillingham can score and Taylor Reed can score, but they don't play a lot of defense, right? So that's been the problem. I know talking to some writers up there, they've kind of tried to convince them they should play a lot more zone because they can't handle man to man, So that's where they are defensively. Reed Shepard, obviously, got to mention him. Fantastic. But so I think they could have a poor shooting night and get taken out by somebody that's going to, be able to put up 80 points on them, right, or 85 points because they give up so many points. That's not a team I'm looking at that can make a run just because of those problems.
Steve, I know you're really in tune to the ACC, and I want to get you to look into your crystal ball a little bit. I already talked about BYU and Duquesne, that upset from the 11-6 seed, and then you also talked about Oregon as an 11 seed making a push. But the other two 6-11 matchups I think are pretty interesting. They both include ACC squads. First, we've got number 6 Clemson that a few people have kind of said are a little bit overseeded. They're hosting number 11 New Mexico. And then, obviously, Texas Tech is a 6 seed going against 11 seed NC State. As you mentioned, went on a crazy run in the ACC tournament, upsetting both Duke and North Carolina on the way to winning the championship and getting their ticket to the tournament. So what are your thoughts on those two matchups, including, those two ACC squads? I think that it's possible that we could see a 4-0 record this tournament from those 11 seeds.
I think you're right. And I'm going to start with NC State because it depends to me, what team shows up tonight at 9:40 Eastern. Because the team that was going into the ACC tournament had lost 7 out of 9 and 4 in a row and looked like their coach was going to get fired. And so that team wasn't very good at all. I saw them play because Duke beat them by 15 the last Monday of the regular season and won pretty handily. And then just the next week, I watched them win 5 games in 5 days up in D.C. That shooting the ball better, taking care of the ball, defending, communicating on defense, not giving up straight line drives, all the kind of things that were a big problem for them a lot during this year, they fixed in Washington, D.C. last week, and that's why they won the championship. So if that team plays tonight, they're going to win. I think they'll be better than Texas Tech. I think they can win a couple of games at least in this tournament. But it's just kind of the unknown of March. We've got to see, which one shows up and if they can carry over all that momentum because they have a ton of momentum right now, I'll tell you that. But the other ACC team you talked about is Clemson. And, they kind of faltered down the stretch. They weren't as good maybe in ACC play as they were in non-conference. It was the opposite of last year when they didn't make the field. And I think, I would like I like Clemson's team. I like P.J. Hall. He does a lot of things inside. He's very he's going to be a good pro. They got Joe Girard transferred down from Syracuse. They have experienced guys. These are seniors and juniors that are playing a lot. And so I like their team from that point of view. I just wish if they would have been in the tournament last year and had some experience, they would be prepared to make a run to the Sweet 16 maybe this year. But because of that lack of experience, I think it's going to bite them. And that might be overrated as far as that intangible. But I just think, your first time they finally got into the tournament. And I fear that they're just going to be kind of, glad to be here. And they're not going to bring their best game and it's going to bite them.
Steve, we've had other people on talk about, man, I like this team. I like that team. It goes right back down to the end. But, man, Connecticut's going to be hard to beat. So I know why they're the betting favorites. Look at this team, Connecticut, at this time and a year ago, the differences between the two squads. But, man, a lot of people feel as though Connecticut is got, even though it's going to be a little bit difficult to get there, they got a chance to repeat here.
Steve, that path is really tough, though.
It's a tough path, but, man, I'd like to see – they better get an off night shooting.
That's right. And, they got the same coach. That's the main thing, right? They got Danny Hurley back, and he's proven to be up to this challenge. And it's been a long time since we've had a repeat champion. I think it's been since Florida, right?
Yep.
So, we're looking at that. And before that, you have to go back to Duke in the early 90s. So it doesn't happen very often. But they are positioned to do it. They have the edge and the toughness that kind of personifies, or their coach personifies their team, right? It's kind of go both directions there, and they're just playing great basketball. They're here in Brooklyn as well at the regional I'm at, and I know they're going to have a large contingent of people here for the first two rounds to help, almost like a home crowd for them to get them through. And then we'll see. And then they go to Boston, which is almost equidistant. Both places,
right.
New York or Boston, from stores. So they earned that by being the best team in the country this year. They earned it being as close to home as they can. So the path is certainly set up for them. It is going to be tough to get through the region, but they have all those things going for them.
And Steve, a recent trend that I've been reviewing and going back and forth over, I didn't end up picking any of them because I think the two seeds are pretty strong this year. And so far, they're 1-0 with Arizona taking down Long Beach State. But each of the last 3 years, a two seed has fallen in the first round to a 15 seed. And via the first 35 years before that, there was 8 times it happened. So it was very rare, but it's happened each of the last 3 years. Arizona's already taken down Long Beach State. How do you feel about Iowa State and South Dakota State, Marquette and Western Kentucky, and then obviously Tennessee and St. Peter's? Do you think that there's any upsets there, or are you feeling safe with those two seeds?
Marquette would be the only one because, they're kind of getting their squad back together after having some injury problems, right? Tyler Kolek's been hurt some, and he's supposed to come back and play. So he's a really good player, and I think that will obviously help them. But if there's one of those that you mentioned – Western Kentucky and Marquette's the one that jumps out to me because I like some of the things Western Kentucky's done this year. And I'm going to have to pick one. That's the one I'm going to pick.
Steve, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights, bud, and have you back on next week when we've got a few games under our belt.
I would love to do it. Glad to be on with you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks so much. Steve Wiseman from the Believe Network. And he's got a lot of the same beliefs you do, Charlie, on some of these games. So, again, man, Connecticut. I know it's just one game and they could fall, but, Charlie, that's going to be rough.
I like Connecticut a lot, but their path is just brutal. I mean, if you're looking at potentially playing Florida Atlantic, who was a Final Four team last year, or Northwestern, they're in that conversation too. And then that second round, the Sweet 16 game, you have to face Auburn, who won the SEC tournament pretty convincingly, by the way. And then on the opposite side of the bracket, it's going to be Illinois or Iowa State in all likelihood. Two teams that won the Big Ten tournament and then who won the Big 12 tournament in convincing fashion over one seed Houston. So, I mean, listen, if UConn gets there, I'm feeling great about their chances. It's just that East region is really tough, Mike.
Hard to beat the champ. It's hard to beat the champ.
The committee did not do UConn any favors.
No, they didn't.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.